I agree. Zombies are overdone, which is why I was like, let's do pirates.
That's true. That's true.
Zombie SEO is dead. Pirate SEO is here.
Pirate SEO is here to stay.
It's Skull and Bones, baby. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Save Data Cast, where this week we're going to make our own pirate crew, folks. Celebrating, maybe celebrating is a strong word. Acknowledging the launch of Skull and Bones in the open beta.
Skull and Bones?
Skull and Bones. Watch! We're going to be making our own pirate crews out of video game characters from other video games. I'm your host, David. Joining me is, well, I usually would say our captain, but we're all captains. One of the three captains today, Zach.
Yarr!
And we got Pirate Pridge.
Avast, ye mateys.
Folks, if you like what we do here, if you want to support our shenanigans like changing the topic 2 minutes before going live and then Pridge and I both magically having eye patches literally at the ready for this stream somehow.
Fucking didn't know I worked with actual pirates on this channel, but apparently I do.
I mean, we both know we have at least one pirate on the channel.
yeah, Elise is out here playing whatever games God intended or not intended.
But if you want to support that, folks, you can go over to patreon.com/savedatateam, where at the $10 level and above, you can get your name included in this here Patreon rap.
Thank 'em, gotta thank 'em all. Gotta thank 'em all, our Patreons. Burger Bun, Mr. Cola Bun, Eddie Cosmo, Cud, Dave Hall, Lucha, and Sofino. HSM, Earnless, Taco, Sensei, Antelister, Logano, 1JFJ.
Witch Tower, Kevin, Asian, Selfaria, Arky, Forensic, Beck, Nicole, Elvira, Mystic, Woody.
Leprechaun, Jacobel, Crimson, Chrissy, Sheber, Steam, Riger, Rilla, Jolie, Soul Masters, BBC, Watt, and Sherlock, Mr. Mercosil, Art, Ami, Borshock,
Amelia, Super Cool, Fluff, Guff, Panic, Pang, Tremari, Diego, Garcia, Charlie, and Boomer, Emily.
Mega Zero, Big Kerbo, who needs to sleep, Aleya, Yakta, Est, Ever Entropy, Daedric, and Seraphina, Maho, Stars, The Driver, 458, Tasty Barbar,
Jack Warner, Azred, Crest, Crow Knight, QB, Nagashi, Mickey, AC, The Jester, and Shadow, Adami,
Dessert Boy Man, Elijah Sly, Rick Rat, Katja, Traveling in a Box, and Snowcat, Pondering, Scribe, Zeal, Croissant, Fulfilla, Written Word, Shade the Punisher, Sevilla.
Thank 'em, gotta thank 'em all,
our Patreon.
All right, folks, before we pick our crew, we gotta pick what positions the crew can hold. We literally didn't talk about this in the slightest, so
sorry, really quick, did you say what the premise was, just to make sure? I completely forgot that.
We're picking our crew, folks. We're gonna make a pirate crew. It's gonna be five video game characters. They're gonna pilot run our ship in video game mashup Fortnite Sea of Thieves / Skull and Bones. Yeah. I meant Skull and Bones, not Sea of Thieves.
Sid Meier's Pirates.
There's roles though. Like, we gotta lock in some roles here. I feel like the captain. The no brain. Well, we're the captains.
That's true. We are the captains.
We're getting the crew together. We're the captains.
Very good. Okay.
I feel like easy locks. Navigator and helmsman.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, so navigator.
I would say helmsperson.
We're gonna be inclusive.
Very inclusive of us. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Are there any others that are like, yes, we absolutely need this?
One Piece marksman, just to have like your cannon
gunner.
Person.
Gunner. Cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the more all-encompassing term you'd want to use?
Do we want to do a first mate?
Ooh.
That's tough, because what is their role, essentially?
They're basically like second captain.
Yeah, you're a second in command.
But you don't need a second captain with me, you know?
Says the man without the eye patch, you know?
Listen, I got both my eyes covered, you know? That's how that works.
He's the pie.
You can
the
still
pie,
see out of sunglasses, Zach.
He's the wind mage from Sea of Stars.
I love that
dual eye patch.
Fucking
yeah,
can only
yeah,
use
wind
really
magic
funny. When, can only use wind his wind magic when he can't see.
That was a good bit. I appreciated that bit.
All right, so we got Navigator, Helmsman, Gunner, Lookout.
Hmm. Cook, I will say, bounce to Derek.
We do need to cook.
Yeah, cook.
If
is,
movies
cook is
were
old.
On here, God, get me some tin curry. You know.
He makes his famous curry.
Yeah, Tim Curry curry.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got Navigator, Helmsman, Gunner, Cook. What else? What else we got?
I mean, shipwright. Person who repairs it.
It's not a bad. That's not a bad one.
I like that because it's also like it's not a role that is very common in video games, so it's gonna be hard to be like,
I know exactly
who's the fucking builder.
I know exactly who the fuck I want for that one. Okay.
Is there anything else, chat? Ghost of Paladins is a tax guy. That's really good. Pirates don't pay taxes though.
The accountant.
Fuck. I should become a pirate.
Quartermaster's not bad.
Every pirate needs an accountant.
I know who I would pick for quartermaster, but I mean, I guess we don't have to limit it to five. We could go with these five, and if we have time, we can do another one.
Yeah, if people suggest more, I love that. Actually, with Love Marias as someone who just mops the deck, I honestly love the idea of a character that we just shit on that we have do the fucking bullshit work around the ship.
The cabin person. Cabin child. There we go. Cabin child.
Cabin child.
Not cabin child.
No, it's cabin boy is the one who that stupid shit.
But it's so funny to me.
I already know who I'm going to put in there.
God.
That's the easy.
David's like, I have a child and I fucking hate this.
No, that and the shipwright were the two easiest ones for me to come up with.
Really?
Okay. I feel pretty good about this.
Sorry, I'm literally just typing video game characters who builds things.
Just think of people who upgrade your gear in games.
Yeah.
I want Minecraft Steve.
Oh, dude, that's so good.
Fuck, that's brilliant.
That's so good.
Yeah, Seville just said Steve Minecraft. Easy.
Are we starting with the shipwright? Fridge getting Minecraft Steve.
You did throw it out pretty fast. I'm okay with like, and also I don't think me or David thought of it. So
no, that's not who I thought of.
I mean, I want to think it's like better, but
that's a pretty fucking
good
one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but
the game is called Minecraft.
Ghostly Paladin's got a good one. Doctor Medic, Ship Doctor. That's a good one.
Oh no, I'm gonna find something cooler than that.
Okay.
Okay, the one in my head sounds like cheating, but it's okay. All right. So we got Navigator, Helmsman, Gunner, Cook, Shipwright, Quartermaster, Cabin Child, and Dr. Medic.
What the fuck does a Quartermaster do?
They're like in charge of supplies.
That's fucking anything, man.
Person who's in charge of supplies, you know.
Yeah.
And that's both like
procuring
supplies and doling it out, rationing when you need to. People hated you a lot of times when you were the quartermaster.
Yeah, I got this. Then.
All right, so that's our ship crew for now. We can add more later. We got Navigator,
all right.
Helmsperson, Gunner, Cook, Shipwright, Quartermaster, Cabin Child, and Doctor. Ship Doctor.
Good. That's more than I think we'll want to get through, but let's do it.
All right, Pridge, you taking Minecraft Steve for Shipwright?
No. I don't think it's more fun.
Okay. I mean, I got my Shipwright in mind. I'm going to take it before Zach thinks of it.
Sure.
I'm taking Roll from Mega Man Legends.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. I would never have pulled that. So
Really?
That's a good call.
Who is that?
I just wouldn't have thought of it. Yeah. I love Mega Man Legends, but it's like
when
not
you
on my mind
when
much.
We were talking about the shipwright, I forget you said the word "roll" for a different context, and I was like, "Roll Mega Man Legends." Mm. That's who I want right now. Pridge, Roll is the character. She's like, I don't know if you've played or have any familiarity with that game at all, but she is kind of Mega Man's companion, blonde hair girl who like repairs all of his stuff, repairs the ship.
Does she wear a red hat?
Yeah.
Okay. She is either in other games or similar characters in other games.
She's in Marvel vs. Capcom, I think.
Maybe
that's Bontron only. I forget what else she's in.
Was that another really good character?
She's not also for this category. Oh, a young version of her is in Mega Man 11 and X Dive.
Is she in 64 at all?
Yeah.
Mega Man Legends is Mega Man 64. That's the same.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a PlayStation and 64 difference.
Yeah. Legends 2 is a PlayStation exclusive. Didn't come to the N64 though.
Yes.
Yeah, she's in a bunch of stuff. Tatsunoko versus Capcom, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Street Fighter X Tekken, and I think she's like an assist trophy or something in Smash Brothers Wii and Ultimate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it an assist trophy? Oh, she's just a trophy you can get, not even an assist trophy, and a support spirit in Ultimate. But Roll is rad. If we had like crew pet on this list and not the like only one person from each franchise, I would pick Data from this same game too. That monkey fucking rules. Oh yeah, there's also Roll.exe in the Battle Network series too, which I don't know if that's the same character, but
it's not, but I mean
they're definitely, the name is intentionally the same.
It's they love doing like callbacks and carryovers and stuff like that.
Oh, she's in Mega Man.
I got a good one actually for this category, but Pridge, if you want to go.
Do we have to go by category, or can we just start claiming people for
any spot?
I don't
think so.
We don't. We absolutely don't.
Okay, then I mean I'll still go next.
Yeah.
Grab.
Alright, I want Samus Aran as my gunner.
Ooh. That's a good one.
What is being a space bounty hunter than just being a space pirate? I mean,
yeah.
God.
That's a
good one.
I mean, I feel like she could fulfill a lot of different roles on a crew because she's that multi-talented.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm gonna take her as my main offense, as my gunner. She can absolutely firefight you out of any bad situation.
That's a good call.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, even if she's not using actual cannon, she can use her fucking suit to just blast holes.
She is a cannon, dude. She can even fire herself out of the cannon to like board ships. Just go morph ball and load a cannon, just boof.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just drop a, is it called a hyper bomb? Mega bomb? It's not a mega bomb.
Power bomb, I think.
Power bomb. Yeah. It's kind of like that early era of video games where like, let's just throw a word in front of the other word to make it seem better. A super bomb?
Hey, it worked. It was effective.
It did. All right, so it's my turn next.
It is.
I will go. Oh, who do I think is my best pick that is going to get scalped? I got to pick this next. My helmsman helps with the steerage of the ship. Mm-hmm. Gotta be Wind Waker Link.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Can change the wind to whatever direction we want. Can help with getting anywhere. Obviously knows his way around a map as well, but that's not quite his role. But I think would be pretty clutch. And again, you can argue is that cheating a little bit because he works with pirates, does work on a ship, but
I mean,
I would
the ship's also
a
person.
A
it's his situation's a little weird, you know.
He's in a weird spot. Yeah.
Is it the King of Red Lions?
I think as far as helmsmen go, you can't look too much better than that.
Nah, that's a really good choice.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. I'm going to take this one before someone else steals it too. In the gunner position.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Garrus Vakarian from the Mass Effect series. He's got to do all those calibrations. Okay. Gonna hit those targets real easy. You know?
I definitely... Mass Effect was a franchise that I was like, oh, I could pull a lot of characters from
Yeah.
Obviously, spaceship, pirate ship, there's some crossover, right. At least in like media.
The
only really thing is most of the characters don't really have positions on the ship. They're just kind of fucking there. With exception to Garrus Vakarian, who always
needs they explicitly have a medic? Don't they explicitly have
they do.
Joker
she was
like
on my
pilot?
List. Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's fair. Yeah. Those are like the three. Though.
Spoilers for somebody might pick these later.
Those are the three. Like all the recruitable characters, other than Garrus, just kind of. I guess like Tali's an engineer, but.
Yeah.
I'm taking Garrus though.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick.
Good pick. Good pick.
I believe you're up next, Bridge.
All right. This is gonna be. All right, helmsman steer. Shipwright's your builder, right?
Correct.
Yeah, like fixes the ship, right. Stuff like that.
This one, I don't know why. This isn't even like the best choice, but I can't get it out of my head. My shipwright is Dr. Eggman from the Sonic series.
That's really good.
He's gonna make it stuff, yeah.
That's such a good pull.
That's what I'm saying, man. He's gonna my ship may run on tiny forest animals, but it's gonna run.
That's really funny. Fuck, that's a good pick.
Pridge, I feel like you don't care about crew coherence with picking him up to there.
Who cares?
They don't need to work together.
Yeah, as long as they work for me.
That's a good pick. Oh. I like that. That's really funny. Debatably... one of the least important roles on the ship, but I want to take it early. And not that there isn't many other good choices. Actually, I'm going to hold off on it. I'm going to switch to a different category. I'm going to pick my quartermaster next in charge of getting the supplies for the ship. I wrote down two that are both really good. But I will, in fact, go with Tom Nook.
Oh,
that's so good.
He's gonna fuck you over though.
No. He doesn't charge any interest. People overlook that fact. The best fucking housing market ever would be one run by Tom Nook.
He just charges no interest.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a really solid pick. Can get you literally whatever you want. Just what a fucking raccoon.
Dang, that's a good one. That's mm-hmm, a good one. Mm-hmm. So you know what I want for a few of them? I just don't know who I should pick first because I don't know who other people are gonna take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm starting to look down and be like, oh, somebody's gonna scalp this character.
You know, Pridge might take this character. I'm taking Garl as the ship cook.
Oh,
a boy, Garl!
Damn, Garl is a good pick. Fuck.
Come on.
He is the best cook.
He's the best cook.
Damn,
he's the best
so
boy.
True.
Get him in here. Get him on the ship.
That's really good.
Fucking love Garl.
It's a great pick.
He'll save us all, man.
And die.
He will save us all.
God damn it, Zach.
Yeah, nobody's watching if they play that game already. You know? Or we'll play that game eventually. Good character, though. Great character. Best character in that entire game.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Easily best character. If I'm being honest, I think Garl is the best character of 2023. Just period. Absolutely.
Ooh,
fucking love Garl.
Hot take, but
I'd agree with that. Garl is the best.
Baldur's Gate 3 happened.
Yeah, I don't care. Garl is the best character of 2023.
Okay.
Garl wasn't in that game.
That's good.
All right, am I up next then?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. This is again other just jokes I can't get rid of. My cabin child is going to be actual pirate from Tales of Vesperia, Patty Fleur. the bonus character, the bonus character you get in the definitive edition, who is actually a pirate, and the descendant and the descendant of the legendary pirate who's in a bunch of Tales games, Ifrid.
See, I only played the original, so like I have no idea who the fuck that is.
I only know I have not completed the definitive edition, so I also don't know that much about her, but I know that she is. But I know that, I mean, I know Ifrid's mentioned a bunch of those games.
Oh yeah, he's used a bunch. My favorite is Tales of Symphonia, where he's not even really a pirate. He's just kind of a dude that lives on a houseboat.
It is great.
Okay, it's me now, right?
It's all up to you.
I think I'm going to take my navigator because I feel like this is an obvious choice and I don't want to get it stolen from under me. For my navigator, person used to globetrotting, knows their way around a map.
Fuck, it's who I was going to pick. Fuck you.
Can find their way to a treasure or two.
God damn it.
Nathan Drake. I wrote also Victor Sullivan, whoever you think is better for that role.
El goddamn Dorado, Nate.
I mean, probably Nathan Drake, but that's not who I was thinking. Although a very similar
also,
person.
Also, if it's Nathan Drake, he's better in a fight. So
that's true.
Can help out in other ways.
Grab Nathan Drake, man.
Yeah.
I thought you were going a completely different direction with that.
Well, then you'll be able to take it for yours.
Do I want to take it now, though? No, I want to be funny now. I'm taking my cabin child next. Absolute most worthless position on the crew for the absolute most worthless character in a video game.
Ooh.
Shout out to Chris. It's Colin from The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess.
That's really good. That's really good.
Colin's gonna swab the poop deck all day. Fuck that kid.
That's good.
Wow.
Oh.
Stupid little asshole.
Wow. Oh, that's a pretty good pick.
I don't think you can pick a better cabin child. Like I don't know what else you would take.
He is definitely one of the worst children characters ever.
Yeah.
Man, you don't want to get Mallow as your quartermaster for the Mallow Mart.
I was about to say, as you said, Colin, I was like, oh, Mallow would actually be a really good pickup for quartermaster.
No, I know who I want for quartermaster.
Okay.
All right. So this guy could be a good helmsman or a navigator. I'm going to choose him for a helmsman. It's the captain of the Highwind. It's Cid from Final Fantasy VII.
No,
I actually didn't snag him.
I was gonna pick him for Shipwright. Fuck.
That's true. He's also a builder too.
He's
a versatile motherfucker.
True.
Oh yeah. I mean, what? He's like super rich in every game, right?
I mean, I'm talking about. I mean, Final Fantasy VII. He's a pirate builder.
Yeah,
I don't know that rich in Seven. He's just employed by Shinra.
I think in Seven he's just employed by Shinra and wants to go to the moon.
In fact, he's on the verge of not having a job if he fucks up in Seven, or dying if the ship fails.
Damn. Oof.
Yeah, that was a rough takeaway. I didn't think.
I don't know why I didn't.
I should have thought about that.
Him.
I didn't.
Yeah, I thought I could save him till later. Damn, that was a really good one. Ugh. Okay. Me next. Do I either pick my... Both of you picked your marksman or your gunner, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I can wait on that. I'll pick my medic then. You think doctor. You think video game doctor.
Are you taking Dr. Mario?
You think Dr. Mario?
I was considering doing it. I realize
there are better doctors in video games, yes. But if you've got either red, blue, or yellow bacteria inside you, nobody's fucking better for the job.
What color is scurvy then?
It might be green, in which case I'm fucked.
I mean, if you mix two of those colors, you get green though, right?
Yeah, maybe that's how it works.
Yeah. You just gotta mix meds. Hey, people at home, don't do that without doctor approval.
No. Save data is not responsible for bad choices you make based on listening to our terrible ideas.
I can't take that guy because I took. Fuck.
Yep. I was going to say you took I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
There was a better choice from that franchise.
There's a doctor in a franchise I already took a character from. Yep. That would have been a good pickup.
That's exactly who I was thinking about. Fuck. I got to think of a better ship right now. Fuck me.
Absolutely shocked that Zach didn't pick this person for their quartermaster. I'm taking the merchant from RE4.
From Fire Emblem? Oh, interesting.
Man, from what?
RE4. Dude gets his hands on the wildest of shit in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, like, he's got an RPG for you. Like, he can procure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he got all the green herbs you want. Heck, he can be the freaking doctor, too. You get enough green herbs, you're good to go. But yeah. RE4 merchant. What are you buying? What are you selling?
That did remind me who I want for my quartermaster.
Yeah?
It's Merlinus from Fire Emblem 7.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I literally wrote the Anna merchant from Fire Emblem for that as my other pick.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, Anna's probably even a better choice, but...
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with Merlinus. He's the OG. The OG dude who travels around and maintains all your shit for you.
Nice. Okay. Two of my categories are still blank. I don't know what to put in them, which is scares me. But I can wait on marksman/gunner, so I will pick my cook now. I have two options written down. Currently, I have a very male-centric crew.
Oh, you gotta, time to you change gotta that. Pick. Yes.
You think yes. Cook? Who do you think, gamers? You think the one, the only, the cooking mama?
Fuck yeah.
She can cook anything you want.
He's a genius.
Cooking mama's perfect.
Fuck. And maybe she'll sell you some Bitcoin or something on the side and you'll lose all your money off of that. But
oh, that's right, because the one game,
the weird scandal that happened,
the one game was a Bitcoin generator.
That made no sense.
I forgot
sense.
About
yeah.
that game. They had damn, a freaking really Bitcoin miner on the Switch, which isn't even good for that.
It's so stupid that people were like, is this real? What? But
good for that.
Yeah, Cooking Mama, solid pick for Chef.
That's a 10 out of 10 pick.
Yeah, I mean, genuinely, there are a lot of video game cooks, but I think she's just such a funny pool, particularly because I've only played her games on that one stream we did for Mother's Day, and they both sucked pretty hard, but I mean, Cooking Mama can cook whatever you want. Come on.
What's this person's name? Oh, there we go. My ship's doctor.
Mm-hmm.
From the hit video game Persona 5, our own Dr. Tei Takemi. Well, formerly doctor. Back alley Dr. Tei Takemi.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Just keep any high school students away from her.
Yep.
No, Colin, watch out.
Colin, how old are you? No, Jesus God. God.
Colin.
How did. Yeah.
He'll be fine for a few more years. It's okay.
Japan, gonna Japan.
Japan, persona, gonna persona.
Gonna persona. Has really weird persona. Things to say about relationships. Everything else about the franchise, pretty fucking great.
Female protagonist date another guy? Gross. Impossible. Can't do it. Date a bunch of adults, including your teacher? Yeah. That's okay.
Hey, Atlas, can you give us any decent trans rep? No. But guess what? We can do this.
Honestly, Zach, if they gave us any decent gay rep at all, it would be...
It would be
You're right. Maybe I'm asking for too much. I don't know. It just feels like
we're
in 2024. We're in a large enough global kind of society at this point. But no.
Nope.
How dare it? Don't work like that.
Nope, not at all.
No.
All right. Yeah, I'm next, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Also, right, we're going really fast, so we need some new positions, chat. Who else can we get on a ship?
I saw somebody in the chat earlier said, like, the parrot or, like, the token, like, animal of the crew.
Token animal.
Which is really good.
But I can't take Data now. Fuck.
Damn.
No, I kind of want to take Data. Damn.
I mean, I can't, so, like, you can't.
I did figure out my navigator.
Okay.
I am going to go with the Intel specialist from the Advanced War series, Sonya.
Okay.
Our whole shit is all Intel and Vision, keeping an eye on things. Okay.
I think, Pridge, just as a heads up, some people suggested Lookout. I was going to suggest Lookout. Would you maybe want Sonya to be the Lookout?
I mean, yes, if I could change it to Lookout, I would
want
to
Lookout. Yeah, that's what she'll
put her in your choice. Lookout spot, Fridge.
Yeah.
See, what the game is, it allows her to see farther and far before. That'd be really good on a ship.
Literally what she was made for.
Absolutely.
She could
busted.
Just see in fog better.
Absolutely busted in that position.
I gotta fucking pick some roles now. Damn. You want to talk more about your character, Pridge? Explain why they're great?
I mean, I just did. Her literally base power, she can see better in Fog of War.
If you want to see Pridge dumpster someone with Sonya, you can go back to me and Pridge playing against each other in Advanced Wars 1+2 Reboot Camp.
Should we make a video of that?
Yeah.
I don't think it's on YouTube.
Oh, well.
I don't think we made a video.
Rest in
we
peace
streamed
that.
It. It's on the Patreon VOD channel. I guarantee that.
But, subscribe to our Patreon to get access to the Advanced Wars 1+2.
Only $2. What? Man.
I mean, if you need some time, I got one, Zach.
No, it just feels lame for me to take this ship, right? Because we talked about it and everybody said they weren't going to pick it. I could just take Minecraft Steve.
Because
literally every other crafting thing is a game where you're a nameless protagonist. Major crafting game. And I'm like,
mix it up. Take Minecraft Alex.
Yeah, you know what? Absolutely. Minecraft Alex. Boom. Lock it in.
Game changer.
We're progressive here. Boom.
Oh.
She can fix anything, build anything.
Now, for my navigator, someone who is definitely a globetrotter, finding all of the treasure doesn't need a map, because who needs a map? Certainly not this character. The character I thought Zach was picking earlier. It's our boy... Ezreal from League of Legends.
No, of course I wasn't going to pick a League of Legends character.
When you said the map thing, I was like, oh, he's taking Ezreal.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't need a map. And I was like, Ezreal, he literally says, who needs a map? It's in his, says it all the time.
Uh-huh. Zach, you were a legendary Olaf player, and Olaf is a Viking, and they did sail on the seas.
Yeah, that's true. Sure. I was probably in the top.
You were an Olaf and Wukong main.
I was probably a top 5,000 Olaf top laner at one point because he was
because there were only 5,000 people playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, for those who don't play League of Legends, which is probably most of you,
good for
think Nathan Drake, but a twink, and he has a gauntlet that shoots lasers.
They are not similar.
What the fuck are you talking about, Zach? They're the fucking same character. Ezreal's just twink Indiana Jones, and Nathan Drake is just Indiana Jones.
That is true.
I guess he's twink Indiana Jones.
I mean, like, twink anime.
He's way whinier. Like, I don't know.
He's only whiny if you spam his emotes, which all Ezreal players do.
Thank you.
As one of those people, absolutely spam who needs a map. It tilts everyone, including your team and the enemy team.
Ooh, that's a really good pick. Okay. Okay.
I think it's Bridget's turn.
Yeah, please. All right, yeah, you just picked Ezreal, so.
Oh, yeah. I figured out a good doctor that I want. I am going to, from the original Xenoblade Chronicles, take Sharla, who is the primary healer on your team, and her healing weapon is a sniper rifle.
Hmm.
So I feel she'd be great on a ship, because she can both heal you people and shoot them with her sniper rifle.
I don't remember this person.
I mean, listen, name? It's a franchise I've never looked
at. Sharla is S-H-A-R-L-A.
Valkyria Chronicles.
No, Xenoblade Chronicles.
Oh, Xenoblade. I thought you said Valkyria.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I am no it's longer Xenoblade. Confused why I don't remember this person. My confusion has been lifted. The haze is gone. Man, I wish Pridge, I really wish I liked Xenoblade Chronicles. I really wish I did.
I wish more people liked it.
I just couldn't get the combat in one, just like didn't do it for me. I didn't get far enough.
Yeah, I mean that's fair. I get it.
You want to explain any more about your character?
I already did.
I feel like people didn't really sink in with them. No, I'll go. I've been putting this one off. My marksman, my gunner. Here's the thing. I got a couple of selections, so let me know if this one is unfair, because I technically picked a Zelda character already. Groose from Skyward Sword. Shoots the cannons at that one boss.
He does shoot the cannons at that one
boss. Otherwise, I'm going to pick a way better character, so your choice.
I mean, look, I would always want to hang out with post realization of not being a douchebag Groose.
Yeah, he's probably the best character in that entire game.
I mean, it's the same series, but I feel like that's okay.
Otherwise, I'm gonna pick either Solid Snake or Sniper Wolf for my fucking marksman.
Hey, those are both also great. You can't. Yeah. All of those choices are fantastic.
I mean look, it's a thing where, like, realistically, they're better choices than Groose, because they have, you know, real guns and not just bomb cannon. But
Groose has character.
But, well,
and character arc.
But if you have Sniper Wolf, love can bloom on the battlefield.
I was going to say, I am currently on a hot streak of only picking females. So maybe I keep up with the Sniper Wolf trend for now. Also, that means we get dogs on the boat, by which I mean actual wolves.
You have to take those as your token animals. You don't get those for free.
Yeah, it doesn't come with animals.
Oh, that gave me a good idea for a token animal.
I swear to God, if you pick it out from under me, I'm going to be so mad. Can we make this a rule? The animal has to canonically talk like a parrot.
No, yeah, it's so hard.
Okay. Just feel like there's a lot of good choices.
I don't know.
That's fine. I don't know that there are. That's fine.
Trying to take my token animal away from me?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm scrolling down. Actually, a bunch
you,
of like...
you all might veto this anyway.
Fuck it. I'm picking Sniper Wolf.
Yeah.
That means
somebody
can still pick Solid Snake if they want to, but I'll take Sniper
Wolf. I mean, we both picked our gunner, and I don't know that I want Solid Snake for anything else other than that.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough choice.
All right. Hear me out. Token animal, Amaterasu from Okami.
Yep, I knew you. As soon as I said Sniper Wolf and you said, oh, that gave me an idea, I was like, you're going to pick fucking Amaterasu. God damn it.
I had a pretty good choice.
I mean, it's one of those, like, technically, is Amaterasu a goddess?
Yeah.
Yeah. But is no, she also
a wolf.
I was gonna say, is she also a really cute wolf that is rad and beats people up?
Mm-hmm.
Also yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna take a Amaterasu if you're not opposed to having a literal god.
No, I mean, you know, it's
and you can't say no and then take it later.
No, I'm not gonna steal that now.
Were you planning on taking a Amaterasu when you said Sniper Wolf? And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a good choice.
I just mean, like, did I give you the idea when I said that, or were you already planning on taking a Amaterasu?
I had not formed the idea.
I don't feel bad.
You reacted to me mentioning wolves, and I was like, oh, video game wolves.
I don't feel bad then.
No.
Does this mean you can also pick Link in wolf form?
No, that's
specifically only that Link.
That's her shit.
But yeah, hey, Amaterasu, main character, goddess from Okami, fucking rules. That game's awesome. And if you've played Zelda, you'll like Okami. Just play Okami. Then maybe Capcom will fucking remake or remaster that game or make a sequel. Please. A sequel that's not Okami Den on the DS, because that game was bad.
I just have my cook and my generic animal companion.
It's token animal, all right? They don't have to be generic.
Sorry, token animal companion? Huh. Look, wait, so we've established you could pick gods, right?
I mean, if you can be like, I mean, as long as you're like, hey, it's a video game god, and not in like the same way that an anime character happens to be in a video game.
I mean, technically, Amaterasu is a real god.
Too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That feels different in the way that they're represented in the game, you know?
That's fair.
So can I pick Ratatoska from God of War Ragnarok?
I would say yes.
I want Ratatoska from God of War Ragnarok.
It's a really good pick.
Get the Prosy D in here.
Prosy D's voice.
Get Prosy D on my crew. Mm-hmm. Character is so fucking funny.
Oh, that's
in that
a
game.
Good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
I hate
that when you first started to say Ratatoska, I thought of that bad Symphonia sequel. I hate that I thought of that first.
Oh. Wait, there's a Ratatoska in that game?
Unfortunately, yeah.
I don't remember.
It's Pridge, consider yourself lucky, because the game's a piece of shit.
I just remember Emile and Mart Mart.
Emile is Ratatoska, remember Pridge?
that's his true form.
I literally watched like a 2-hour video essay dunking on that game because I was like, I need to watch that game get destroyed. I
didn't realize that's what his alternate name form thing was.
Yeah,
I very distinctly didn't care.
Or I think it's Ratatosk specifically, but like
whatever.
It's Ratatoska.
I just know that one villain calls her Mart Mart, and that's all I remember is Emile and Mart Mart.
Mm.
which really says a lot about how much I care about that funky game.
Okay, question for Cabin Child. Are we picking them because we dislike them and want to bully them on the ship?
I mean, I did. You don't have to.
Because if we can pick like a cool child, that might alter my choice.
I mean, I think it just depends on what you want the cabin child on your ship to do. Do you want them to be like, I'm gonna mold you into a great pirate? Or do you want to dunk on them and then as soon as like they get too annoying, you throw them overboard?
Okay.
Because that's what I went with, but you don't have to go.
Also, to add one more category, because we are also still running short, we could pick musician. Which also has a lot of characters. Yeah.
Shipboard. All right. I'm down for that.
All right. I am going to pick my lookout because nobody has thought of this character yet. And I think it is a perfect choice. Sam Fisher.
Okay. All right.
Because even if it's daytime, motherfucker can put on his goddamn heat suit and be like, oh, there's a ship. They're over there.
Okay, that's good. Oh, we all picked our ship right?
Yes.
Otacon would have been a good one for that too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Would have been.
Bro literally designed the first Metal Gear.
Otacon would have been really good for that.
Do you want your ship equipped with nuclear weapons? Get Otacon on there.
Fuck. The ship that will drag the world into the 21st century. It's not the same game, but you know what I mean, gamers. Come on.
This drill will pierce the heavens now. Alright, what do I want? Alright, I've been sitting on this. Y'all have been kind for not just taking this from me, probably because you have other things you like more. But finally taking my helmsman. It's your boy from Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. It's Vice from Skies of Arcadia. Okay.
I wasn't gonna. That feels like it'd be like me picking a Beyond Good and Evil character out from under you. Like, I'm just not gonna do that. I'm a good enough friend,
fuck,
you know.
That's a good idea.
I hate you, David.
We added a category later, and like, because I tried to think of that earlier. I was like, how can I shoehorn a character from that game in here? And I was like, there's a couple I could do, but I have better ones. But no, I got a good one now. Oh, hey, if you don't know Vice from Skies of Arcadia, he's literally a Sky Pirate. It's a great JRPG on the GameCube/Dreamcast, but don't play the Dreamcast version. It's a lot worse. It has like 50% more random encounters. They toned that shit down a lot for the GameCube release. Play that one. So good. Vice is such a good character. I love that dude. Do I have... No, he's in the other room. I have a statue, but I moved it. Vice rules. Oh, the music stopped. Hang on.
God, I still need a cook and now a musician. Brutal. I can't think of a cook for the life of me.
You missed out on Garl, man.
I missed out on Garl. I was a fool.
I have another one I could throw you if you want it. It's a good pick.
I might have my own, but what were you going to say?
Chef Kawasaki from Kirby.
I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
It's the Kirby cook character that he gets the cook power from.
That's funny.
A good one. That is a good one.
Can I pick the head, what are they called? What are the cats that cook for you in Monster Hunter called?
Palicos.
Yeah, can I get the Chef Palico from Monster Hunter?
It's a good pick. That's a good one. Actually on my short list of animal.
That would have been a good token animal too, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, his official name is the Meowscular Chef.
That's incredible. Shut up, Zach. No. That's incredible.
That sucks.
That's the official name from the one from Monster Hunter. The feline is the Meowscular Chef. Hell yeah!
That's incredible.
Definitely Meowscular Chef.
Is he like Jax too? Is that why he's Meowscular?
I mean, for a feline, yes.
Okay. That's fair.
Oh, I got it. I'm a fool. I gotta do this one. Absolute fool. I almost betrayed myself. I think you're up, Zach.
Oh, it is me. Shit. I for some reason I thought it was you again. To be an asshole, I'm gonna steal one from David that he was probably gonna pick. My musician? I'm gonna pick Eddie Riggs.
You! Fucking piece of shit!
Brutal World. Oh, I got his ass, gamers. Let's go.
I just wrote that down. You fucking asshole.
I got his ass.
No.
I got his ass.
Why?
This guy says he likes Double Fine games. He hasn't picked a Double Fine game.
Do you even like Metal, Zach? You piece of shit. You absolute fucking piece of shit. You don't even like the music.
I like Metal Gear Solid. That was a spite pick on my part, and I don't regret it because I'm glad I got the reaction I wanted from you. Fuck, that was really good.
I didn't think there was a chance in hell. And if
I thought of one other musician character, then I was like, oh, there's a whole video game about music that I know David likes. Let me just
actually don't love the video game that much, but I really like the aesthetic.
Yeah, me too.
I've tried to play through that game like 3 times, and I get to the part where it switches from an action game into an RTS, and it does not work for me every time. I stop at the same point every time.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Get fucked.
Don't know who I'm going to pick for my musician now, so I...
There's so many musician characters.
Well, yeah. I just had that locked in my head, so like I don't know who I'm going to pick right now. So I will take my lookout instead, who is also from a game I love very dearly. I'm going to take Jade from Beyond Good and Evil.
Oh, is she going to write you a fucking article about it? What she sees on the horizon?
With her camera with an insane zoom that works in space? Yeah.
Okay, you got me on that one.
Yes, she is.
Listen, David, I haven't played the game, obviously. I don't know what this character does. Just know that she's a journalist.
She's a photojournalist specifically, Zach. Takes lots of pictures.
Okay.
You know, if you play the game, I'm gonna make, when the anniversary collection comes out, I'm making you play it.
You know what? I will. Fuck, I will play it.
It's
assuming nothing else major comes out around that time.
You're gonna like it.
I know. That's the problem.
You're gonna like the way you look. I guarantee.
You're gonna like the way you game.
Thanks, Men's Warehouse guy.
We could all use Men's Warehouse guy. God,
second
I really
most
think
interesting man in the world.
I really think today's Friday. Sucks that it's not.
Oh, it's not. Why'd you have to?
Damn, I also thought it was Friday.
Oh, that's very unrelated to anything, but I just realized that I still have to go to work one more day this week.
Damn.
Man, who the fuck am I going to pick for musician? I'm so mad.
I got mine.
So fucking pissed at that.
I just thought of it. You may know him by many potential names, but the most common are Jaskier, or Jaskier.
God, okay. That was the other guy I was going to
say. It's everyone's favorite bard from The Witcher.
Yeah, no, he fucking rules.
This guy can write a hell of a tune.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's technically in the show.
Apparently, his full name is Julian Alfred Pankratz, Viscount de Lettenhove.
Does it count if he's technically from a book first?
I was going to potentially argue that, but I think the Witcher games have grown big enough.
Yeah, find all the people who know of The Witcher and ask them which one they knew it first from.
Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, honestly, a good number would probably say the TV show, but it came
that
second
too.
Anyway.
I have read one of the Witcher books. It was really good.
I've heard they're really good. If I was good at reading, I'd probably try them, but I just never get time to read things.
Caro M says, yes, he's going to fuck everyone, though. I don't see the problem.
Hey.
And?
I think, well...
Also gets you some queer rep on your crew. Canonical queer rep. So there you go. You won't
there
get canceled for that.
Can I
bitch.
Just pick Lena Raine as my musician?
No, that's not a video game character.
Damn it.
David, there's so many musicians in video games.
I know.
I have literally three other ones I wrote down instead of Eddie.
I just have to think. I was so focused on Eddie because I didn't think there was a goddamn chance that you all would pick Eddie fucking Riggs out of all of the series that I have a strong joy and like love for. I didn't think you'd pick Eddie Riggs.
Just to give us one more category, and I think we'll close it off there and not go long. And you can tell me if this is bullshit. Dancer.
Why did you need a dancer?
Because we got a musician.
Yeah. Something to look at while you listen to music.
So that we can all pick different dancer characters from Fire Emblem.
I mean, I was actually going to go. I was going to go Octopath Traveler.
I was going to pick neither.
Oh, all
right. And it's also a major video game character that nobody's picked yet.
Sure, why not? You can grab Yuna from Final Fantasy X. I don't give a shit.
I also wasn't going to do that. Ooh, I also realize musician.
Or you know, just take Eddie Riggs again. You know, just
would have been.
Just fucking, he could dance too. Just take him again. You know,
it would have been really fun to pick Kazuma Kiryu from fucking Yakuza just to hear him sing Dame Dane one more fucking time. What do you have left, David?
Musician and dancing.
Oh, that's right. You have one more category than me. Or two more categories. Or, well, yeah, just one more category than me.
Is it my turn again, too?
It is.
Ah, fuck. Fuck.
I can go if you want.
Hang on. I have an idea. Oh, you know what? I know who I want for my dancer.
Okay.
Fuck Fire Emblem.
Yeah, I love it.
I want the guy who runs the Honeybee Inn in Final Fantasy VII Remake.
That's pretty good.
Wow, you literally got me. You literally got me because I was going to fucking surprise everyone and pick Cloud Strife for that category as a fucking meme. Because goddamn if I'm not down bad for Cloud Strife in that scene.
His name is Andrea Rodea. I'm taking Andrea from the Honeybee Inn.
I am picking
that's pretty good.
Video game dancer. God damn it. Because it feels. Who Needs to Sleep is
right. An absolute legend. An icon.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, great. Absolutely.
So good in that game.
And also, my ship was missing some queer rep. We got to get Andrea in here.
Yeah, you're right. Do I have a canonical queer character?
I have more characters that like children than queer characters in my ship.
Sorry, what did you just say?
I had more characters that like children because I have Tay, the doctor from Persona.
Jesus Christ.
We made the joke earlier.
You're trying to get yourself canceled on this one.
Auto canceled. We got him.
And Zach, I did think that you were going to go Cloud. That's why I took that guy.
Damn it. Okay.
I'm getting back on your ass.
Good pick. Impressive.
Eddie fucking Riggs, you piece of shit.
I will pick my cabin child now. I have two. One is useful. One is way more useful than the other. But one I could pick on. But I also don't want to pick on him because I kind of like him as a character. I'm going to go with Miles Tails Prower for my cabin child, my cabin boy.
A little bit of an insult to the talented builder and engineer.
Yeah, well, my other here's the thing. My other choice is not bad too. Is Bowser Jr. But I think because I feel like the only limit on Cabin Child is age, and Miles canonically very young, also canonically terrible self esteem, but also canonically pretty capable, despite what he thinks. So,
so you're taking advantage of his low self-esteem and turn him into a cabin boy?
Abso-fucking-lutely, Pridge.
Damn. Canceled.
Child labor.
Recancel this guy, everyone.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I got my musician. Did anyone else pick? Pridge, do you still need to pick a musician? Are you about to fuck me over?
No, because I picked Dandelion for my musician. I already did that.
Oh, that's right. You already fucked me over because that was my backup. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think... Who just went?
I did, but we were going out of order, I think. It should be you, David.
Did everyone... Are we done except for me? Did everyone...
My dance is going to be Primrose Azelheart from Octopath Traveler.
I only have one slot left, which means I think it's...
I don't have Dancer or Token Animal.
Oh, how did I get a head? Yeah, go, Zach. I think we skipped you at some point. Really
good. Let me do my Token Animal. Kind of lame. Canonically sits on shoulders, at least in the anime. Also has powers, can't understand human speech. I'm talking Pikachu. Pretty lame Pokemon, all things considered. Pretty great token animal choice.
He could be better, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You want to go with a Gengar?
I mean, listen.
Or a Scrafty?
If I wanted to pick the best animal, I would take fucking Missile from goddamn Ghost Trick.
Why didn't you? Didn't. That's a perfect choice.
Yeah, that's great. Take Missile.
He actually does have powers. He actually does have powers too. I should take Missile.
Take Missile. What are you doing?
I'm going to take Missile. I take it all back. I'm taking Missile. Best boy, canonically. Yeah.
All right. Pridge, take us through the last round.
I already said I'm doing Primrose as I'm done.
Yeah, I just don't know who that is. So if you would explain,
Acrobat Traveler has 8 different character with jobs, and Primrose is the dancer. She's much more of an assassin, really, but she's also a really talented dancer.
That kind of dancer. Okay.
Yeah, like her whole thing is killing people to get revenge on for stuff that happened, but. She had to train to be a dancer to survive until she was old enough to start murdering people. So, still a good dancer.
Hell yeah. Caro M, thanks for the gifted sub. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Also, Ghostly Paladin points out that Missile only has powers once he dies. Then I will keep him alive because, again, Missile is best boy and should not suffer.
True.
He also he really tries his damnedest.
He really does.
Situation.
Even if that involves him just ramming his head into a door over and over again.
He just, you gotta best give boy. Him credit for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Best boy. Well, second best boy. Rez's best boy. Mm.
Okay. Is it me? Am I down to the final one? Or did you not pick one yet?
I also didn't pick one, but you have been gone before me, so it's your turn.
Okay. Well, who is it? Leprechaun in the chat pointed out if Zach doesn't have any queer rep as the second most well-known queer Save Data team member, that would be a crime. Well, listen, Leprechaun, good news is for dancers, I got a bunch to pick from. We're talking Urbosa. Well, technically also a Zelda character. I understand if you don't want to account that. Also, if you're going to come at me and say Urbosa isn't canonically queer, look at fucking Urbosa. Come on.
I mean, look at that entire race of people in that game.
Yeah. Secondly, Goro Majima from Yakuza literally has the breakdance style. And are you going to tell me also not canonically queer? Come on. Thirdly, Valdo from Soul Calibur. And are you going to dare to tell me that he's not canonically queer? Come on. And fourthly, Bayonetta. And are you going to tell me that? Well, she technically has a child at one point, but are you going to tell me she's not canonically queer? You're fucking crazy. No,
we have to go back. Was your third option
Valdo?
Yes.
Creepy ass mummy with the claw hands.
Who literally has a pelvic thrust attack? Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally a walking bondage dude.
I mean, I was not expecting the Voldo. Everything else made sense. The Voldo came out of the fucking left.
Nobody expects the Voldo Inquisition.
Oh, yeah. Voldo. Volvo's a car company. Probably not queer.
I mean, I don't know. The way he walks around on all four legs, he could be a Volvo at that time.
Jesus Christ. Honestly, because of how funny it was, I think I'm going to pick Volvo. Also, would be good in a fight, not just dancing. But,
I mean, yes, he would be good. Not the great conversationalist. I'm pretty sure he only just snarls.
Yeah, you literally called him a BDSM mummy, and that is exactly what
accurate.
He is.
It's pretty accurate.
But really, really good. Really good.
Oh, man. All right, to round it out, my musician, it's a famous one, has many records released both in and out of the universe. Absolute killer on the acoustic guitar. It is my favorite and yours, KK Slider, baby.
That was the obvious choice. Thank you. I'm glad. I'm so glad that you got it.
It took me a long time to remember he existed, and then I was like, duh. KK Slider.
The first thing so I good. Wrote down.
This is what happened that round when you said you're going to pick musicians. I wrote down Dandelion.
Yeah.
Immediately crossed that out and was like, no, Eddie Riggs, I'm a fucking idiot. And then you took Eddie Riggs.
We both
And then Prince took Dandelion. I was like, fuck.
That's really good. I love that. I love that we fucked you over so hard in that.
No one picking DJ Octavio. Hey, I played Splatoon 3.
That's a good choice. That's a good choice.
It's fine.
Splatoon actually probably more so than any of those games listed has music that I would jam to. Also, key left out one is Parappa the Rapper, but
do you pick him for dancer or for musician?
I would have like I would know? I would nah, I would have picked him for my token animal.
That works. Yeah. Oh god, dude. Do you want to go over our cruise for this fictional skull and bones?
Here's what I think we should do. We should read each category and list them off and have the chat vote to see who wins.
Per category ultimately. Or for our whole cruise?
Per category is going to take too fucking long. Okay. So,
that's what I thought, but I wanted to ask, you know. All right, we're of the same mind.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go down the list as I have it, I think.
I'm going to give it a 3-minute vote. Please don't vote a 5-minute vote. Please don't vote right away, chat. Wait till you hear everything once back again. And then we'll go with that. David, what was your list?
All right, full list or roll by roll?
Oh, let's do roll by roll.
Okay. For Navigator, I went with Ezreal from League of Legends.
For Navigator, I went with Nathan Drake from Uncharted.
For Navigator, I forgot to put that on my list.
Crushed it. No notes.
I changed Navigator to Lookout and then never re-added Navigator.
We'll come back to Navigator.
Let me end the poll. Do you want to take your time, actually? How about that? That's really funny. Holy shit.
That's how we got out. I was like, I feel like
we got out of order.
Yeah, that's how we got out of order was that one. That's funny. I literally just saw like a YouTube short the other day of this dude who builds, he's like a master Lego builder for a Lego. Mm-hmm. And like one side of a thing he built was like one little nubbin off from the other side. Oh. And he was like, I don't know how I did this. I built a ruler. It's marked. And then he cut to like a previous video he did of the same thing where he takes the marker off and is like, see, this is where 15 little nubbins is, and then puts it back on in a different spot. And then he builds the whole thing and he's like, fuck.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, so for Navigator.
Yes.
I went with Ezreal from League of Legends.
I went with Nathan Drake from Uncharted.
I am picking 9S from Nier Automata.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Really good. Yeah.
He that is his role. His role is he is a scout unit.
Wow. That was a good one, Pridge. Yeah, I did not see that coming. Mm-hmm. What was the you thought of two? What was the other one you thought of before?
I was considering Captain Olimar from Pikmin.
Oh, I mean, he crashes all the time. I don't think he won.
That's an issue. He actually crashes every game, so maybe I didn't want to pick him.
Good pick.
Yeah, he at least had experience, which I like, but he does crash a lot.
Every single time.
Every single time.
All right, we got to keep moving and make time with the poll.
All right, for Helmsman, I went with Vice from Skies of Arcadia / Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed.
Boo. For Helmsman, I went with Link from Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, because he can change the wind.
I went Cid Highwind from Final Fantasy VII.
Good choice.
Hell yeah. For Gunner, I went with Garrus Vakarian from Mass Effect series.
I went with Sniper Wolf from Metal Gear Solid.
I went with Samus Aran from the Samus series. From Metroid Prime 4.
Yeah. Coming soon to a theater near you.
For Cook, I went with the best boy, Goro.
I went with the best mom, Cooking Mama.
I went with the best cooking semi-sentient cat creature, the Meowscular Chef.
The Monster Hunter, Cooking Palico, for those who don't know. Cooking Palico. For Shipwright, I went with Roll from Mega Man Legends.
I went with Minecraft Alex.
I went with Dr. Eggman.
Forgot about that pick. That was a good one.
My ship is going to be so unethically constructed.
For Quartermaster, I went with the Merchant from RE4.
For Quartermaster, I went with Tom Nook from Animal Crossing.
I went with Marlinus from Final Fantasy, Fire Emblem 7.
They're very similar franchises. Don't tell Jason that.
Yeah, exactly the same. They're both really anime. For Cabin Child, I went with Colin from Twilight Princess.
I went with Tails from Sonic.
With Patty Fleur from Tales of Vesperia.
All right, for the ship's doctor, I went with Tei Takemi from Persona 5.
I went with Dr. Mario from Dr. Mario.
I went with Sharla from Xenoblade Chronicles.
Oh, yeah. For token animal / ship's pet, I went with Amaterasu from Okami.
I went with Missile from Ghost Trick.
I went with Ratatosker from God of War Ragnarok.
For lookout, I went with Jade from Beyond Good and Evil.
I went with Sam Fisher from
the brand noise.
The Fisher series. Fisher Price.
And I went with Sonya from Advance Wars.
Still such a good pick.
Yeah, it's a great pick.
For musician, I went with KK Slider.
I went with Eddie Riggs to fuck over David.
Fucking bad piece of shit.
I went with Dandelion.
And
to round it out,
for Dancer, I went with Andrea Rodea, who is the owner of the Honeybee Inn from Final Fantasy VII Remake specifically.
And I went with Voldo from Soul Calibur.
Voldo.
I went with Primrose Azelheart from Octopath Traveler.
All right, chat, there's literally 30 seconds left. Somebody vote, please. Somebody vote.
You told them to wait, and they did. Y'all been a good chat.
They did.
Vote for who made the best crew Twitch chat. We talked about this when Zach was peeing. Don't vote for Zach.
Dandelion is the same guy as Mr. Sniper 2, right? That's really good. I feel like we should reopen the vote again.
It still looks like it has a lot of time on my screen, if I'm being honest.
Mine, it ended 2 seconds ago.
Oh, it's still running on mine.
Oh, yeah, well, people are still voting. Okay.
Yeah, it's still got a good chunk of time left on mine.
Okay, good. I've got 2 votes on me, 5 votes on... 71% goes to Pridge.
I finally got a vote. Let's go. Finally got a vote. Thanks for the pity vote.
Oh, Zach got a third vote.
Here we go. Come on, gamers. Come on. Fucking Sam Fisher is my lookout. Canonical queer rep. Voldo is my dancer.
No one in this generation knows who Sam Fisher is.
Or Voldo. No one plays Soul Calibur.
Tom Nook, the best quartermaster you could have. Dr. Mario. Ooh. His name is Dr. Mario. Okay, now it ended.
Pridge has been voted on by the chat. Pridge with a 50% of the vote.
To be fair, just to vent my own frustrations.
Yeah.
Pridge was saying that some of my characters people didn't know. Pridge, I feel like you listed 4 characters. And I was like, is a game.
I absolutely did.
Okay, just sure. Pridge did, and Pridge still won.
I realized that as I ducked it. I'm like, wait, I have way more obscure characters. But Zach, it's always the right occasion for Sam Fisher's not a character anymore, jokes.
You're not wrong.
I feel like
You're
I didn't pick wrong. Very many obscure characters. People just didn't like my crew.
Yeah.
It's rude. I guess I got Vice and Roland.
I mean, Jade. If you had picked Eddie Riggs for your musician, I think more people might have voted for you.
Eat my absolute ass, Zach.
I would have won single-handedly off that pick.
Oh, man. That's really good.
Stay mad forever because of that. Just
that's really good.
Folks, thanks for tuning into this very fun episode of the Save Data Cast. It's been a fun time. If you like what we do, again, come check us out. Stream usually Monday, Wednesday, and then Thursday and/or Friday most weeks.
genuinely, for a stream that we pulled more out of our ass than just about anything we've done in a while, this was really fun.
This was very funny.
No, this was great. I had a great time. This was a fantastic idea. We started with something else and changed it even closer to the, to the stream.
Literally 4 minutes before we started. I can't stress enough how much this was like under the gun. Oh, fuck. What do we do?
I joined the Discord call and Zach was like, hey, 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 I have an idea.
Let me cook.
But thanks for tuning in.
And to be
folks.
Fair, you offered a great suggestion to it. So
it's true.
That's true. That's true.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. If I forgot we made these crews for Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones is an open beta, if you want to play it, go for it.
I don't know why you would.
I don't know why you would, but it's there if you want it. These are our crews for it. Until next time.
That was good. I'll give you that one.